This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Thursday, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association announced second quarter shipments and billing continued at a record-setting pace. Manufacturers reported $12.1 billion in billing, up 24.1% in the first half of 2008. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce credited expanding worldwide markets. Quote, shipments in the business jet and turboprop segments continue to rise steadily. Unquote. Conversely, piston aircraft shipments dropped more than 15% from 1,226 to 1,034. Despite that downtrend, Bunce expressed faith in sustained enthusiasm for the light end of the market, based in part on what he saw at Oshkosh. Quote, our piston manufacturers continue to generate excitement through new product introductions that incorporate innovative technologies and are paying increased attention to growth opportunities in the international market, unquote. Right on schedule, Brazilian plane maker Embraer saw its second Phenom 300 light jet take flight on Tuesday, departing from Embraer's test runway at the Gavião Peixoto factory. Enrique Langenegger, Embraer Vice President for Executive Jet Programs, commented, quote, the Phenom 300 program is steadily moving forward. The first and second aircraft are key pieces for the certification campaign. The qualification of our engineering teams, combined with the extensive use of technology, will certainly sustain the program's firm progress, unquote. As ANN reported, the first Phenom 300 flew in late April. That airframe concluded the ground vibration test in early June. The FAA has issued an updated airworthiness directive for the Eclipse 500 fleet regarding throttle quadrants. Under Thursday's new AD, Eclipse 500 aircraft tested under the June 12th AD must complete Eclipse's FAA-approved throttle quadrant testing process during their next scheduled aircraft maintenance visits, or within the next 60 days. Aircraft that were not previously inspected must be tested under the new AD within 30 days. The new directive also allows the aircraft owner up to 10 hours of flight time to reposition the airplane for the inspection. Eclipse has created a special suite of tools to efficiently conduct these tests at Eclipse service centers or Eclipse-designated facilities. Elon Musk, CEO and founder of Space Exploration Technologies, a.k.a. SpaceX, briefed employees Wednesday on the company's unsuccessful Falcon 1 launch this past weekend. The rocket and its three satellites were destroyed after an unsuccessful stage separation, and Musk says four separate analysis methods agree on why it happened. Musk blames a difference in the new Merlin 1C engine compared to the previous 1A design. This difference allowed unburned fuel in the cooling channels in manifold to produce a small amount of thrust, which resisted the stage separation pusher impulse. Always looking for that silver lining, Musk pointed out things could have been worse. The problem could have been first noticed in a launch of the much larger Falcon 9 launch vehicle. He remains optimistic, noting significant improvements have addressed the fuel slosh issues which caused a failure in Flight 2. Quote, it looks like we may have Flight 4 on the launch pad as soon as next month, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. The EU signs off on the Delta-Northwest merger. Unions lick their chops at the thought of organizing all those Delta employees. And U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker defends all those extra charges. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Jason Blair, the new executive director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.